seen it right like this. Y'all don't know about the GOAT. This is discrimination. You don't got him in your top five, you're discriminating. You're discriminating against my man.
In a room, you know, Magic, Jordan, myself, and Bird. Bird probably be the guy who walks out of the room at the end of the day.
How did that happen? The bird did it.
They're in overtime. Tied at 123.
Bird rotates in. Bird pops out. Avoids the steal. Gets it over to DJ. Bird goes right into the rim. Now DJ holds the ball. Back in the bird. The ball lands on. Oh, my God. That's
back in like the little shorts. And he sent Magic home. What's up, everybody? Good morning. I gotta tell you, man, I'm tired of the disrespect. Stop disrespecting my man. He is the greatest of all time. Larry Bird. So, I was sitting here thinking about the hate. The hate against the great one. Larry Bird. Good morning, everybody. I hope you guys had a good night. Larry Bird is being discriminated against. And I had to call a community meeting to express my disdain. Where's Larry Bird's sneakers at? Where's the Larry Bird movie? Where's the Larry Bird video game? Why are you hating on the Bird Man? He is the original Bird Man. And you know what's crazy about Larry Bird? His real name is Bird. You know, Michael Jordan, they called him Air Jordan. You know, Air Jordan. They put the air in it, you know, to make him sound more of a mystique of being like a superhero or something, or some great athlete, Michael Air Jordan. But Larry Bird's real name is Bird. That's my man. So let's break it down, right? Out of all the basketball players in NBA history, right? He's the only player to ever be Rookie of the Year, Most Valuable Player of the Year, Finals MVP, All-Star MVP, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year. Nobody can say that. Why isn't he in anybody's top five? Why is the NBA hating on Larry Bird? That's the question. You know, we talk about injustice. Where is the equality and the justice for Larry, for all that he's done? And I'm gonna be honest with you, Matt, and I don't know how many people agree with me on this, but I think Larry Bird is better than Michael Jordan. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think Larry Bird is better than Michael Jordan. You know? And I think they're hating on him. If he was a brother, let's be real, if he was a brother that played like him, he would be the man. He's being discriminated against. The Larry Bird Man is being discriminated against. He's better than Michael Jordan. I think he's better than LeBron James. He's definitely better than LeBron James. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this. They're saying, what are you talking about? You're talking madness. Okay. go back and ask some of those NBA commentary hosts, a lot of those former NBA players, who was the better player out of Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, all these great players. Larry Bird was the man, but he don't get no love. And people forget Larry Bird used to bust Michael Jordan's ashes. He used to bust his ashes all the time. Larry Bird bust everybody's ashes for a long time. And then he passed the baton to Jordan when Jordan found his spirit and Jordan found his teammates and the pieces that he needed. But LeBron needed pieces, so he's good on paper. He's just a big man child that is just big, but he passes the ball, so he's not your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's not the one that's going to save the day. LeBron is not the savior for the team. He's not your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's not going to save the day. He's not Superman. He's not the superhero. Larry Bird never passes the ball. He saves the day. He makes the final shot. And I'm just really pissed that my man don't get his credit now. I'm just pissed that he don't get his credit. Listen to all of the awards that he's won. He's three-time NBA championships. Three NBA championships he's won, right? Two-time NBA finals. Three times most valuable player. 12 times NBA All-Star. 9 times NBA first team. Three-time NBA All-Defensive. NBA Rookie of the Year. Three times he won the three-point contest. The dude is ridiculously good. Why don't he have a pair of sneakers? Why don't we have the Larry Bird sneakers? Why don't we have the Sherry, there we go. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Superwoman. You brought the divine connection. I'm trying to tell you, thank you. Even in the numbers, it speaks. Think about it. Michael Jordan, they had to give him Michael Air Jordan. They had to make it Air. They had to give him a little, you know, a little mystique. Call him Michael Air Jordan. Larry Bird's name from birth was the Bird. They're discriminating against my man, and I want justice. I want justice. We need to take this to the highest court. He needs his own movie. He needs his own video game. He needs his own sneaker. We need the Larry Bird sneaker. The kids deserve to know who was the one player that used to bust Michael Jordan's ashes all the time. They're discriminating against my man, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. And then when you ask people like, who's your top players of all time? And they'll say LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. I'm like, okay, where's Larry? Where's Larry? Who can do what Larry do? Who can do what the man Larry Bird does? Nobody. I want justice. And then when Michael Jordan, remember when Michael Jordan made Space Jam, that movie? Out of all of the legendary players he can invite to be a part of that movie, chose Larry Bird. Larry Bird was the only NBA player in Space Jams next to the great Michael Jordan. Much love, Erica. Good morning. Good morning, Wonder Woman. Good morning. Yeah, so I was talking to a couple buddies and they were sitting there telling me about all the great players, Shaquille and this and that. I'm like, where is Larry Bird? Why don't nobody talk about Larry Bird? You know? And shout out to the Civil Rights Movement. We gotta fight for justice, but we gotta fight for justice for all people. What about Larry? Nobody feels bad for Larry. Nobody feels bad for Larry. Nobody's fighting for Larry. You know why? Because he's crushed so many hearts in the NBA. And I'm going to tell you something, right? I'm going to give you some real stuff. There's a stereotype. It don't just happen to the chocolate people, okay? It happens to all people, right? And I'm going to give you some real facts. People think that because he is vanilla, that he grew up in the suburbs and he had a perfect life and he was a soft kid and he was just a punk and he just couldn't really play that good. Larry Bird is from the ghetto. Larry Bird was poor. Larry Bird was tough as nails. And Larry Bird loved to bust ass. Every time they would try to put him in that box, they would look at him and they would look at him from the visual and they would look at him and they'd say, oh, this is a vanilla brother. He probably can't play ball that good. Larry Bird loved that. He loved to be prejudged, misunderstood. And he would take them brothers from the hood and bust their asses every single time. And talk. They say he talked more trash on the court than anybody in NBA history. More than Michael Jordan, more than Kobe Bryant, more than anybody. He would tell you, hey, I'm gonna do a spin, I'm gonna cross you over, I'm gonna score right there on that spot right there. And then do it every single time. Where's the Larry Bird sneakers? I feel a righteous indignation to speak up for my brother right here, Larry Bird. I feel like he's not getting his respect. And I feel like people are kissing the ashes of LeBron. LeBron is good on paper. LeBron passes the ball. LeBron does the same today, he passes the ball. LeBron is a big man child. He's not a Larry Bird. He's not a Michael Jordan. He's not a but he's getting all this praise and all this credit, and it's breaking my heart, man. You know, I cry for Larry Bird, man. You know, I cry for him because I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right. And he never complains. Am I wrong? You guys are not NBA fans. You don't really understand. I know the real Larry Bird. See, I didn't grow up in the Larry Bird era. I had to go back and watch the highlights to see what all the hype was about. Because I was too young back when he was playing at his prime. So when I went back and I started really studying his footage, I'm like, who can do what he's doing? Who plays like this? No, I've never seen a play. And he got more swag. He got swag. He make it look so easy and so effortless. I think the world owes Larry Bird an apology. I'm putting this out in the atmosphere because I want a Larry Bird movie to come out. Shout out to Boston. I want the Larry Bird movie to come out. I want, you know, the Larry Bird sneakers to come out. I want the Larry Bird video game where he's going crazy. He was Steph Curry before Steph Curry. Even Steph Curry gets more love than Larry Bird. Because Steph Curry is very much like Larry Bird. He's the original Steph Curry. Steph Curry's game is modeled after Larry Bird. Them little short steps, quick moves, quick shots, quick release, perfect jump shot, all net, every single time. That's Larry Bird. His whole game is modeled after Larry Bird. And Steph Curry gets his props. You know why? I'm gonna tell you the truth. Because he's a chocolate, but he's more like a caramel, but he's more closer to chocolate than vanilla. They hating on my man. It's discrimination. I want justice. I want justice for the GOAT. I want justice for the GOAT. I'm gonna be leading a prayer call. I'm gonna be praying for Larry Bird to get his justice. You know, so my top five, I'm gonna tell you my top five that I'll put on anybody's top five. This is my dream team right here. Unstoppable. Okay, you ready? And if you got a better matchup, put it in the comment section. You're going to lose. And the score is going to be ridiculous. It's going to be like 450 to like 25 points. my top five. I would take Steph Curry at point. Steph Curry at point guard. Shaquille O'Neal at center. Hakeem Olajuwon at power forward. And Larry Bird at shooting guard. And Michael Jordan at shooting guard. The score is going to be 500-25. You got a better matchup, let me know. You got a better matchup, let me know. You got a better matchup, let me know. Because I figure Steph Curry at point, you got to double team him. Or he's going to shoot your lights out. Shaquille at center, you got to double team him. Or he's going to shoot your lights. He's going to dunk your lights out and tear down the rim and break the backboard. Nobody's going to score because Hakeem Olajuwon's down there. No layups. So you got to shoot from the half court. Because you got two top defensive players at shooting guard. So you got to you're going to have to shoot it from the half court. And then you just let Larry Bird and Michael Jordan do whatever they want to do the entire game. Michael Jordan will probably have 170. Larry Bird will probably have 250. It'll be a straight. Wouldn't that be beautiful? I do dream of that. Well, hopefully things change in the NBA. We can get some equality. Because I feel there's some unfair treatment. There's some unfair treatment, man. They hate on my man. He must have broken somebody's heart somewhere in the NBA association. And they say, nah, we're not going to put him up there with the Jordans and the Magics and all that. We're going to, you know, he broke some hearts in this time. A lot of people probably lost a lot of money betting against him. You know. You know, when you're the best, you're just the best, man. You gotta get your credit, man. You gotta give honor what honor is due. You gotta stop hating. You know, the hate in the world is really out of control. You know, it's really bad and it's getting worse. You know, I don't think I know a better player than Larry Bird. Just skill-wise. I don't think nobody's ever matched his level yet. Steph Curry's really good, though. I ain't gonna even lie. Steph Curry's really good. But I don't think Steph Curry played in the same era. Steph Curry didn't play in the same era as Larry Bird. In the Larry Bird era, it was like hockey. You know, like the NBA was like it was like real physical and violent, you know what I'm saying? Like, in this era, it's easy to be like a shooting guard or a big-time shooter because they can't touch you. Nobody can touch you. They can't push off. They can't bump you. They can't grab you. They can't do that. In that era, it was real physical. It was like aggressive. It was like street ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ever go back and watch those old, you look at the elbows flying and you know, it's like, it was basically like knuckle to knuckle. They were brawling. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of easy to be a shooting guard in the Steph Curry era. Way more easier than it was being a big time shooter in Larry Bird's era. You know, I know some people who disagree with me. I know there's a lot of people out there saying, you know, Prime, you tripping. You know, LeBron got the stats. LeBron can play all the positions. LeBron is LeBron that. LeBron cries, okay? He cries. There's pictures of him crying. LeBron loses. He blames the teammates. He wins. He takes all the credit. Think about it. Is that what you want from your Lord and Savior? No, that's not what you want. You want your Lord and Savior to be a hero. You want your Lord and Savior to be bulletproof, you know, a gladiator. So shout out to Larry Bird. Shout out to all of the big time Celtic fans. You know. Shout out to all the fans of greatness. I'm just a fan of greatness. That's what I realize what it is. It's not so much that I'm into that team or into him as a person. I'm just into greatness. Like, I'm into people who are great at what they do. You know what I'm saying? I've always kind of been a fan of that. You know, I may not like the sport, but I like the player because they excelled at it so much. And you see the unique ability. I really think the truth is that Larry Bird is from another planet. Yeah, I think Larry Bird is from another planet. I think Larry Bird was from another planet, and that's why they gave him the name Bird. And I believe he was sent here to teach the humans how to really play the game of basketball. That's what I think. I think Larry Bird is from another planet, and he was sent to Earth to teach the mortals how to play the game of basketball. True story, that it is possible. That you can make 100 shots in a row. It is possible. You can be unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? He played chess on a basketball court. True story. So, make sure you remember my man Larry Bird. Next time you hear people talking about the great players of the day, you know, when you hear people talking about, you know, who's the best all-time offensive players, who's the best basketball players of all time, don't leave Larry Bird's name out ever again. We must stop this madness. If you're a person who loves justice, you will not allow this injustice. You love equality and fairness, then you will stand with Larry Bird. March with us. I don't want to hear his name left out of no more conversations of the GOATs. Now on. You know, they even put Kobe's name in there. Kobe's one of the greatest of all time. Yeah. Who's the greatest of all time? Kobe, LeBron, they put LeBron raggedy ashes in the name of the GOATs. And you don't put Larry Bird. It's a crime. It's a crime. See, I'm getting wings, so I understand. I got a little bit of that Irish spirit. I got the Irish spirit. He's Irish. He's Irish. Well, he has an Irish avatar. He's really from another planet. He's from another galaxy. You know. But I hope everyone's doing well this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day. Be like Larry Bird. Be the best at something. You are the best. You are the best at something. You just have to figure out what it is and apply yourself. But he dribbled his way and shot his way out of the struggle. He took care of his mama. Larry Bird is a real man. I mean, he grew up really, really poor. You know, I think he had four sisters. He grew up really poor. And he dribbled his way out the ghetto, man. And he never stopped fighting. You know, and then he got in the league and he was surrounded by all the brothers and they thought he was the weakest one and he was the toughest one. Yeah, he earned his respect. He demanded that respect. You gotta be like Larry Bird. Be the light in the darkness. You know, prove them all wrong. You are that great one. You just have to know that and go out there and bust ashes. Write your book. You've been sitting around, you've been talking about doing the book for 15 years. Write write the damn book. If people around you don't support your book, get the hell away from them and go and write your book. Tell your story. Write your song. Make your movie. Start your business. Get your lawnmower and start the business you said you were going to do. Be great like Larry Bird. You don't have to accept things the way that they are. It's a story of inspiration, man. When you look at his life, he defied all the odds. Because really, the NBA is kind of like considered like a black sport. No disrespect to nobody, but it is considered like a black sport. You know what I'm saying? And he came in there and bust everybody's ass. So you can do that. You can come in and just defy all odds and just be great. You know, and make them respect you. That's what you got to do. You got to make people respect you. They don't respect your ideas. They respect your actions. You know? Hey, it's a part of life. It's reality, man. You can't get offended by the truth. You know what I'm saying? You can't get offended by the truth. This is inspiration for me, and I'm a black man. He is an inspiration to me. You know? And he never complains. I'm like, I would be like so pissed off if I was that nasty on the court and they never made a movie about Larry Bird. How you don't make a movie about Larry Bird? How you don't tell his story? How you don't tell his story? You're disrespectful. Not why. And you're kissing LeBron's ass crack. The crybaby. The big man child. It's disrespectful. It's disrespect. He loses, he blames everybody on the team. He blamed the janitor. He blamed the guy in the parking lot. He wins, he's all his, he takes all the credit. The guy who makes the shot ain't even in the press conference. LeBron does all of the press conferences and takes all the credit. Shout out to Larry Bird, man. Shout out to Larry Bird for being great. The original air, man. Much love to you. So you gotta be great. Much love. Long face. Really? Have a good day, Erica. I did not know that. I did not know that. God bless you. Have a good day. Don't be sad. Be great. Great, you know, yeah. Be great.
Up top, running around the gym, upstairs.
He used to come into the old Boston Garden about 3:30 in the afternoon for a 7 o'clock game, and you'd eventually start to hear the pounding of a ball, a single basketball hitting the court, and there was Larry out there by himself shooting.
I remember Bill Fitch used to say, you know, Kevin McHale, what you can be like Larry? And Kevin goes, oh, I got another life. Larry slept it, ate it, drank it. It was all basketball for him.
From the moment he came into the league, Larry's legend began to grow, doing things on the court that nobody had ever seen before. And when the fans went to Boston Garden, it was like they were going to see just how far Bird could push his talents. And they usually found out that it was pretty far.
They needed three to win it. And I got to play Larry. So I'm down in the post knowing that he's going to come off a pick. So I'm holding his jersey and I'm doing everything I can to block his path. whatever I could do to stop him from getting an open shot.
Yeah.
Once the shot was airborne, I just knew it was going in.
Got the black
afro. You have when you know a player like Larry Bird has an opportunity to get a shot off.
Bird's clutch three had given Boston the lead in the final moments, but Magic Johnson quickly snatched it back.
5 seconds to go. 4-2. The Celtics trail by one.
There were still 2 seconds left for Larry to work his own magic.
He slid down to the corner, caught the ball, and just turned and shot the ball right in front of me.
It was gripping basketball theater, and even though Larry missed this time, the moment still left a vivid impression on his opponents.
He looked at me. He said, "How can you leave me that wide open, coach?" You know, and you are lucky. You dodged the big-time bullet.
I still have nightmares of that shot. What if?
The one thing I wish could happen tonight is my mother to be here, because I know she's very proud looking down. She always told me,
for a blonde-headed, snotty-nosed kid, you did very well, Larry.
I'm very proud of you. So thank you very much. I'm so thrilled and so honored to be here tonight. God bless each and every one of you.
Here's a guy who epitomizes what the whole thing is about. Someone who has made and changed history. And to be there that night,
it touched me. Larry said that he always felt that if you weren't on the Boston Celtics,
you never really knew what it was like to be in the NBA.
Kevin McHale on the 3rd of March, 1985, had a 56-point game against the Pistons on a Sunday afternoon in Boston. And Larry, after the game, kiddingly told Kevin, "Kevin, you should have gone for 60.
He said, "You should have kept going, because that may not last." Hell, it was a week or 10 days later, we're down in New Orleans. That he just got on fire.
Bird with 8 seconds. Bird on the drive. The runner. Oh, it's good again. Larry Bird is just unconscious. They open the right side. Bird the ball away. He dribbles it again. You're seeing a greater performance as you'll ever see from Larry Bird.
Larry, that game was unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable. Dominique guarded him. Cliff guarded him. Antoine Carr guarded him. I guarded him.
Hey, good morning, Michelle. I'm just tripping right now, my man.
They want him to keep scoring, too. Bird takes the jump and hits it again.
He makes a jump shot.
Look at him crying.
The Atlantic players are high-fiving each other like, man, this guy's so hot.
Bird has 54. There's Bird. Bird, 14 seconds. He got fouled. He hit the shot. Oh,
he can't take it.
He called it. He said rainbow trainer's lap, you know, and he faded away, hit the shot, and fell into our trainer's lap.
And Bird falls into Joe O'Toole. Larry Bird, what more can you say?
With
Larry
the little
Bird,
shorts.
Larry Bird.
Playing.
60 points before, but the way he would get those 60, falling down, falling out of bounds, I mean, it was incredible.
With 3 seconds, Bird will try another jumper and hit it at the buzzer. Bird has 60 points.
In his very first NBA Finals game, Larry Bird would add to Celtic lore and give the basketball world one of its most shocking and spectacular highlights.
Larry Bird, his own shot.
His body was behind the basket, and he released that left-handed shot. And you say, man, did he really do that out there?
Bird, tremendous instinct for the offensive board
that time. That was love, but it went in, though, didn't it?
Right.
That man.
We closed it down in Houston. It was a great moment to be part of a world championship team. And it was a team. You know, Larry, as tremendous a player he was individually, it was a team. And he made us all better players.
For Larry Bird to win his first championship and for Lolicast to win their first championship was great.
It's all over.
I'm just trying to get some support for my man. You know, I want my man to get his flowers, man. He's the best. I think he's the GOAT, man. And yeah. Well, good morning, Michelle. You know, defy all the odds. I want justice for my man. I do believe he's being discriminated against. I do believe they're hating on him because anybody else who was that legendary would get way more respect in the league. And he don't get the respect he deserves. Not at all. I want the Larry Bird sneakers, the Larry Bird movie, and the Larry Bird video game ASAP. I want you guys to have a wonderful day. I'm going to start my day. And, yeah. Be like Larry Bird.